First off, I'm sorry that audio sync is not correct. I have to record this actually after shooting the video because the audio stream was interrupted for some reason. This is just an ordinary picture of a swan dive, that I've used my green screen effect on. So, like, if I delete the layer mask, that's what it looks like right there. Again, I'm sorry for if any audio things are not on, if they're not correctly, because I have to wait. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is color select the black. And wait till I figure that out. Okay. So the black is color selected, and I can go ahead and delete the layer underneath that. I have a cold, sorry, you'll have to bear with me. Ah, yes, I've created a new layer and then filled it in with black after I had color selected it. Okay, so I'm gonna go select none, then go filters, alpha to logo, then go glowing hot. This is going to be a human torch tutorial. Forgot to tell you that, sorry. So now that I have our human torch effect, it's not quite enough. I mean, it looks decent, but it's not that great. And so, I believe I'm talking to you about something. Again, I'm really sorry that it failed, but I really didn't want to do the tutorial again. This is just a great tutorial, I thought, too good to miss. Right now, I did the wrong thing, and that should not be how it looks like at all, but it happened. That was a mistake. Okay, now what I'm doing is I'm going filters, no, blurs, motion blur. There, I finally recognize it. And I believe the value is set at like a almost 180 for your blur to be going sideways if your guy is traveling to the left. And make it so that it's not quite that intense, just a little intense. You wouldn't have to do the motion blur if you didn't want to. It may look more defined if you didn't, but I did, and I think it looked okay at the end. Now what we're doing is we're duplicating the layer, or rather, oh no, we alpha to selection the layer, and then I'm getting a gradient of light orange to dark orange, and then stroking it in the alpha to selection. This feels weird. Select none, then click that tutorial, and click filters, distorts, eye warp. I'm eye warping it right now, and just eye warp it so it looks like it has flames on it. Sorry if I'm too close to the microphone, I'm gonna scoot it away a bit. Okay, but don't warp the front so much as more of the back. I'm sorry that I have a cold. I'm just really congested right now, but I thought the tutorial opportunity was too good to miss, so I'm just gonna keep on warping it. And as you can see, that does not look very good at all. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna click the layer modes and select screen. Now you can see the human torch has flames on him. It's not quite enough, so tone down the opacity and duplicate the layer. Except this time, select the layer mode as normal. I'm doing that now. Okay, now tone down the opacity and go filters, distorts, eye warp again. Now just make it so that the flames are different shapes from the ones you had in eye warp, in the previous eye warp. It'll create a double layer kind of effect. It looks really cool. Okay, once you have that, duplicate the layer again. Whoops, I made a new layer there. Okay, now once you've duplicated it, do the same thing, since the opacity is already down. Now, I don't know if you can see it on the tiny YouTube screen, but I can see very clearly from here the multiple layers on him. You'll be able to on your computer if you make this. There are many options you can do with this guy. For instance, you can add lighting effects, but we'll get to that later. This is awkward. It really is. Narrating my own tutorial with no volume. But it's better than this than what it was, because they had gaps in the audio stream, so I was like... So, what am I doing now? Let me think. I think I'm still talking. Oh no, I'm talking about painting stars. You can do lots of extras. I'm currently on an orange color, so I'm thinking about painting flames behind him. And you can paint flames behind him. What you would do is you'd probably just paint those little sparks, and then I warp them to look like, or smudge them to look like flames behind him. I'm not going to do that though, because it didn't work out that well when I tried it. It's like a director's cut, it's cool. I get to put in little comments. I had someone ask me where I got my background. It's just the simple flame script food that GIMP has. Sorry, I know that's really loud. And now I'm just gonna put some stars on. But I've decided to take them away afterward. You'll see. I think I will add video annotations to this because it's really not that clear when I'm narrating. Now I'm adding a lighting effect, and the lighting is point at a 1 intensity. So like the light is white right inside him. There you go. And that'll dim the stars and just brighten up your actual human torch type effect thing. And I'm getting GIMP error messages. Don't like those. And your YouTube screen, the figure really looks indistinct, but it actually looks quite distinct on my screen. Don't know why that is. Maybe that's just because, it gets posterized, whenever it's submitted to YouTube, which means only a limited number of colors are allowed. You can do that on GIMP's filters.